This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Location on I-29 at the Harwood exit for the PetroServe USA. They have Sandy's Donuts. They have the best PetroServe USA recipe caramel rolls on earth. They have hot diggity dogs. They have barbecue pulled pork sandwiches today. Grab-and-go convenience, home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. And the beautiful thing is, no matter where you're at, Bismarck Mandan, travel to I-94 at Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, the West Main Avenue store has always great lunch specials. On into Minnesota, Dilworth, Glendon, Euland, all throughout the metro of Fargo, up in Grand Forks with the PetroServe USA stores, down to Wahpeton, up to Bemidji. There's a PetroServe USA store near you, and we're live celebrating America. America t-shirts are $9.99 here today. And I've got just a couple of the flag caps left, all out of the PetroServe USA gift cards, but it's been a blast. Stop and see us and say hello. We're right out in the parking lot today. We're open air. Two Fridays in a row, Todd, right? Last week at the farm by Mayville, Portland, right smack dab in the middle, and today right here. And
you're
stuck in the studio. It's beautiful, set, beautiful Friday. Going to be 80 degrees and sunny.
And real air into your lungs there.
Starting early on my tan. Exactly right. Senator Kevin Cramer is off on the Talk Radio Town Hall until Friday, July 15th. So in the meantime, we have other folks joining us. Of course, we had most recently, I guess, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford subbing for him, doing a nice job last week. And this week, Bill Panos, Director of the Department of Transportation in North Dakota, joins us for a Talk Radio Town Hall for a good chunk of this hour to talk about, number one, getting you home safe and sound. That's pretty important. Get there safe, get home safe. A lot of great safety campaigns that the North Dakota Department of Transportation does, always encouraging you to buckle up, all those great things. But also, of course, maneuvering an enormous amount of investment going in right now in infrastructure, which means, of course, more road construction as well. So we're going to talk about all things. And anything you have on your mind is welcome for the top dog at the DOT in North Dakota. Bill Panos, 701-258-0550 is the telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also text us your questions at 701-237-1590. Bill, welcome back. How are you?
Scott, how are you? Thanks for having me on this great, beautiful North Dakota day.
Yeah, I thought it was perfectly appropriate with all the people traveling out there. You guys are a champion with these safety campaigns and really reminding us, a little tap on the shoulder and just doing so many proactive things right now. I know the city of Fargo has an extra enforcement campaign going on speeding, and North Dakota Highway Patrol helping out with out there. There's a great cooperative spirit about North Dakota at every level of government right now, and especially when it comes to infrastructure, extraordinarily important to the future because we have a little pent-up demand there. So just a lot of ground to cover. Let's start with finding out what's on your mind today.
Well, let's first talk about what you just mentioned, which is Vision Zero and our incredible partnerships all over the state with local government and our law enforcement community, with schools and universities, you know, an amazing one government approach. I know you mentioned earlier that you had Lieutenant Governor Sanford on last week, and both the Lieutenant Governor and the Governor are fully in, fully committed to Vision Zero and making sure that people are able to travel our state safely and efficiently. And, you know, Scott, the seatbelt is your best defense in a vehicle. And so when you're traveling on the 4th of July weekend, take a few seconds to buckle your seatbelt, all of the seats in the car, all the time, every trip. Those basic things are very, very, very important. And so it's not just that, though. It's also your child. Making sure that you have the right seats for your child as you travel is very important. And make sure you have a child passenger seat appropriate for the age and the height and the weight of the child. We've had about, as of June 26th, so the end of June, beginning of July, 65% of the motor vehicle fatalities in our state were unbelted at the time of the crash. And so these basic things, seatbelt, child seat, will save lives. And so it's really, really very important, not just that, but there are a number of other things about Vision Zero. But it's an incredible partnership among all of government here in North Dakota.
On the seatbelt front, it's an issue that I've just always shaken my head at because I know there's a very strong streak of libertarianism through our state, and there are parts of that that I certainly appreciate. But when it comes to saying, name me a mom or a dad that doesn't want son or daughter, grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, whatever, arriving safely, and it's just simple math that the chances of that happening are significantly better with a seatbelt rather than without. And we, of course, have a law in North Dakota that says you must buckle up, but it's under a secondary, offense. So, in other words, there has to be something else that causes you to be pulled over for it. But it just, I have this little habit. It's going to sound a little morbid, but every time I see a highway patrol accident report with a fatality, I pull it up and I read it very carefully, and I'm just amazed that how many individuals are ejected from the vehicle and die, how many serious injuries there are when a seatbelt is not utilized, no restraints, versus the opposite. I mean, it's literally life or death in black and white. I mean, the statistics tell us the whole story here, Bill, don't they?
They really do. As I said, the vast majority of fatalities here in our state, the people who were involved in those crashes, the children, the teenagers, the adults, were not wearing seatbelts. And so it's incredibly important to wear your seatbelt, but it's also, incredibly important to not drink and drive. I mean, 35% of the 101 fatalities in 2021, 35% were involved alcohol. And these crashes and these deaths were 100% preventable. 35 people would have been alive today if they would not have drunk and drive. And I think, it's really important that we all of us, take personal responsibility while traveling. Don't drive distracted with your cell phone in your hand. I see that all over the state. Don't drive after you've been consuming alcohol or are under the influence. And wear your seatbelt. Those simple things will help you to get home safely and really make what is one of the most dangerous things we do as human beings safer, and so that you come home every single day, day after day, for your entire life.
Convince me otherwise, listeners. I'm happy to have anybody refute the numbers that Bill has shared, or just the premise that we're laying out there. By the way, you can text us at 701-237-1590. You can call us at 701-258-0550. On the Vision Zero premise overall, not just about obviously seatbelts, but just about getting to zero in the way of fatalities. To those that say that's utopian and sort of nonsense, that you're never going to get to zero, what do you say, Bill?
That we can. That we can plant this flag in the ground and move towards it. And every life that we save is worth it. One of the projects that we have going on around the state right now that people will see along I-94 is cable median barriers. We know that as with the crashes that occur here in North Dakota, about 60 to 70% of those crashes involve people leaving the highway and either hitting head-on or leaving the highway and going into a ditch or something like that. And those are fatality crashes, many of them. And some of them aren't fatality crashes. They're just crashes that involve injuries, serious injuries in some cases, life-changing injuries in some cases. 60% of those crashes in the state of North Dakota involve people leaving their lane of travel and going into another lane. So the cable median barriers will help prevent it. Will it cure it? Will it help 100%? No. Will it help the majority of those? And in fact, the vast majority of those? Absolutely. In terms of preventing serious injury or fatalities from these crashes. And so for us, it's really a three-pronged approach. It's really looking at the engineering controls, the things we can engineer on the highway that are passive, that will allow people, if they do get into a crash, to survive that crash. The second is looking at administrative controls, things like enforcement and working with our law enforcement community, and things like the law that you just talked about, which is a seatbelt law. We have a seatbelt law in the state of North Dakota. It's not a primary seatbelt law. It's a secondary seatbelt law, but it's a seatbelt law nonetheless. So administrative controls. And then finally, education of the public. And that's why we're at the university football games, and that's why we're online, and that's why we're in every community, schools, and we're, like I said, universities and things like that, to try and educate the public and go over these basic concepts about wearing your seatbelt, not driving under the influence, et cetera. So that's our approach, and we're going to get there.
Telling the story on the radio, too, which you guys do well. So we appreciate that, too. It's all of these things contribute to just constantly getting at that message. Texter says, emotion should not dictate law. This sounds like liberals using emotion to get what they want. It's exact opposite. It's nothing to do with emotion. It's numbers. I would add the emotion comes when a loved one doesn't return home. And the numbers prove out if you wear it, better chance they'll be home. Tom in West Hope when we come back. And other questions and comments, welcome for Bill Panos today on What's on Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? That's true. That's just simple math as well. Simple numbers. Learn more at NorthDakotaPetroleum.org. It's actually NDPetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advancing the possibilities. Chatting with Bill Panos today, who is the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, 20 past the hour. Todd, let's go to Tom in West Hope for Bill. Tom, want to talk about the high... Go ahead, you're up.
Yeah, so from what I understand, the Highway 83 is scheduled to be redone from 6 miles south of West Hope, into West Hope or the Canadian border for next summer. It was going to be done this year, and it's been postponed again. But I question the way some of the resources are being spent on this road, because in the last 2 weeks now, they've been out here filling in cracks on the road, putting tar in, and now yesterday they started putting up brand new reflector markers along the edge of the road that we have never had before, that sit about 3 feet off the edge of the pavement, and they're probably 500 feet apart. And this road is going to be widened next summer, so all that stuff's going to be torn out. It just seems like a huge waste of resources. And not only that, these new markers that they're putting in are going to make it impossible for farm vehicles to travel safely through there when they're over width, because they stick up about 4 feet over the road surface. They're close to the edge of the road. They're not out in the ditch like where a mile marker would be. So I just kind of wanted to get your comments on that, or what's the thinking behind that.
Sure. Tom, hey, thanks for the question. I appreciate it. I've been getting a lot of feedback on this as well. We call these delineators, the reflectors that you're talking about. The delineators are part of the overall program to help with runoffs. We're getting people that are getting into crashes and running off the road, and we're getting fatalities from that. As I said, about 60% of our fatalities and our crashes in the state of North Dakota are runoffs, meaning that they're either leaving the lane of travel and they're going across and hitting somebody head on, or they're leaving the road itself. The delineators, when the weather's bad, the delineators work. These are being installed not just here, but all over the country, all over the world. We have identified certain corridors that are the most dangerous, where we can drop down some delineators. They're very inexpensive way of us being able to give a little more visibility during the evening and to try and prevent some of these other crashes. Again, engineering controls are part of our strategy as we go forward. And the statistics, remember, we do this based not, again, on emotion, but on statistics. We're a science and engineering organization. And so where we think there are or where there have been crashes, we're going to install these. By the way, they're about 8 feet off of the road edge, and we actually worked with farmers to identify the farm equipment that needed to pass through there. So from centerline all the way over, about 20 feet, and we think that's enough for farm equipment to continue to move through there. Are they new? Are they, are we going to have to change some of our methods of mowing and some other things? Sure, but it's worth it because it'll save lives, and the statistics show that. And so it's a very inexpensive way of kind of moving forward with that.
Appreciate the call, Tom. While we're talking 83 and 85, I'll add in as well, rough math, when do you see those being four-lane, border-to-border?
85 is a little tougher. 83 we'll work on here probably first. We've never stopped working on Highway 85. We're doing the next phase of that right now. And we'll go from the Long X Bridge. Well, first of all, we'll go from Watford City to the Long X Bridge. We'll four lane that. That'll start to go this year and next. Then we'll go from the, with the help of the state legislature, we're going to be able to fund between the Long X Bridge and Highway 200. And that'll happen in the subsequent years. We'll never stop working on 85 until it's done. And then right after that, we'll move on to 200 down to 94. So, and 83, it will run in parallel. So we'll do it as fast as we can. Right now, out in the state is the largest construction program in the state's history. And this program will stay at this level for the next few years with the support of the state legislature to match federal money that's coming in. But the federal money is coming in. It's going to come in for the next 5 years. And that we were talking earlier, the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed by Congress is those construction projects and that level of improvement in our infrastructure that we've already invested in, by the way, to keep it running for as long as we possibly can, a direct result of the bipartisan infrastructure law and the support from the state legislature. So we're going to see 83 and 85 continuously move forward until they're done.
Well, that is so needed with all the activity on both. It really is. So I'm glad to hear that. Linda in Bismarck for Bill Panos, the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Go ahead, Linda.
I was just going to thank you for the interchange. I think that's what you call it, just east of Bismarck, because I believe that will eliminate a lot of traffic on the Bismarck Express. Putting an interchange in there, are you not?
Yeah, so we're doing a number of new bridges all over the state, new interchanges where they're needed to move people and goods safely around the state. And as you know, our east side of our city here in Bismarck has been growing, very similar to how West Fargo grew and that kind of thing. And so it's growing, and we need more access points. And so that's what we're doing. We have the 47th worst bridges in the United States. And because of the bipartisan infrastructure law that our delegation helped pass and the support of the state legislature, we are slowly moving that number to become better and better and better. We should not have some of the worst bridges and overpasses and interchanges in the United States. We, you know, our citizens deserve and our businesses deserve to have the best. And so what we're doing with these investments is to do just that.
Appreciate the call, Linda. Thank you very much. Others welcome at 701-258-0550. Texter wants me to go back to the previous question related to 83 and saying, what about having to redo the job? Bill should answer that question.
Yeah, so I'll look. We do these in phases, so I'll have to see. Typically, we would not want to have some repairs done unless they were critical. So you had mentioned something about they were doing some crack sealing and some other things. So if we do some to get us through this next summer and prep it for the next time that we pull it up and widen it, then we'll do that. I mean, I will look into whether or not we're doing some overlap there. But typically, our planners are very good about this because, frankly, we don't have enough money to get everything done that needs to be done for North Dakota. And so we are pretty, pretty cognizant about making sure that we don't do something that we just have to rip out. So I'll take a look at it.
All right. Appreciate that call. Brent's on the road. Question for Bill. We'll get to Brent in just a moment. Texter says statistics also show that making everyone drive the same speed with speed limits is dangerous. Interesting. I'm not sure what the alternative is there, but we'll give Bill a chance to address that as well. Other questions or comments, welcome on What's on Your Mind Today. North Dakota Department of Transportation Director Bill Panos with us today on the program, and a lot of ground to cover today. We're going to tell you about the Real ID deadline, because that's finally coming up. Also, the state EV plan, and more on the construction that's happening as well in every corner of North Dakota as we continue on a special Talk Radio Town Hall today with the North Dakota Department of Transportation.
After Roe, America will never be the same. All this week, Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. Find out how abortion will change the 22 and 2024 elections, the implications for President Trump, and a lot more. Greta's on at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. And she leads a great lineup every night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt exposing Biden's economic train wreck. And then Eric Bolling warns of the dangers of a world war with Ukraine, Iran, and China. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, I'd call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, you can switch to a system that does. Download the free Newsmax app too on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. It's great. I love it. So tune in to Newsmax tonight and every day and make the switch to Newsmax. Remember that Newsmax app is free. You can watch it anytime. Download it today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new rule that starts today. It's part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Like our politics regarding climate change, some believe we only have a few years to live. Some believe the Earth will take care of herself. The Supreme Court on Thursday shut down the EPA's overreaching mandate, saying the agency must have congressional approval before making any business change operations. It was a 6-3 vote. The International Criminal Court marked the 20th anniversary of its establishment Friday as its prosecutors probed war crimes in countries around the world, including what one expert called a make-or-break investigation in Ukraine. This as more civilians were killed Friday by Russian missiles. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Special discounts for our audience at patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Every time you write a check to Verizon, Sprint, you know, go down the list, they're going to very woke places, and the woke agenda that comes from that's amazing. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They're donating to veterans groups and first responders and faith-based groups. They're with you all the time. And... little secret, their towers are the same towers as the big boys. So look at the footprint, look at the map, you're going to get the same coverage, but your money's going to someone that shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. Back with Bill Panos, director of the DOT in North Dakota. Brent's on the road, has a question for Bill. Brent, what's your question?
I had some comments. I've called and complained about how sharp a drop-off a lot of North Dakota highways have. It seems like they re-blacktop them, and then they don't raise up the shoulder and put a decent shoulder on the sides of the roads. And then also on 200 going into western North Dakota, the bridges aren't wide enough for oversized loads and farm equipment. And then I was curious between Carrington and then Highway 52 turns and goes to the north. That's kind of a choke point for Canadian trucks. And a lot of times they miss their turn to turn off of 200 and go north. You guys need to put in a big sign there that will get their attention so they don't miss that turn. Because what they do is they go about a mile up. And then they try and turn around and go back. That's very dangerous. So shoulders, North Dakota needs better shoulders, wider bridges, and maybe passing lanes in that choke point I was talking about, and definitely a great big sign to get those truckers' attention so they don't miss their turn there. Thanks.
Thank you for all of that. I couldn't agree with you more. So let me take them one at a time. We're actually working on Highway 52 passing lanes right now, a $25 million project, Fessenden to Carrington, and then we're going to go all the way to the Canadian border with it. So that's a big project for us we're going to be working on over the next few years. The bridges are old. As I said before, we have some of the oldest and worst condition bridges. They were designed back when farm equipment was not this big. So as we go through and improve these bridges, we're going to look to widen them as many as we possibly can and can afford. Again, the state legislature is going to be key here because a lot of these projects are not on the federal system. In other words, the federal government won't help us or only helps us very, very little. And it's got to be a state-driven initiative, a state-driven program that comes from the state legislature. But we are going to improve them as fast as we possibly can, and as we do that, widen them. And the last thing, I too noticed the drop-offs, and in fact, our engineering design team is looking now at where it's the most severe, and we may have projects coming up, federally supported and then state-supported projects from the state legislature that allows us to actually improve some of those angles of departure so that we can improve some of the drop-offs. So all very good questions, Brent. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Brent. Bruce in Minot. Next up, question for Bill Panos, Director of DOTs, number 701-258-0550. Got about 10 minutes left with Bill, so get those questions or comments in. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, hey, I got a quick question, actually two questions. That construction that's going on Highway 2 between, I think that's east of Stanley, I don't know how far that's going to go as far as going down towards Minot. My first kind of a gee whiz type of question, is it really necessary to place those signs up that say you're hard work, hard-working money pertaining to construction of the road? I think most people know that, you know, it's either federal money or state money that these roads are being built on, but it just seems like more money being spent on those roads that, I mean, these signs that really, I don't see no purpose of it at all. And my next question is, you can talk after I get done, that those, do you have anything to do with the, or maybe it's the city, the truck bypass going around Williston, there's some traffic lights there around that truck bypass. I don't know how they are operated. They must be going off on a timer because those lights will switch and there's no traffic there at all. I mean, that's a truck bypass. A lot of these trucks are loaded. We're coming around a curve. Here's this traffic light. There is no lights blinking or anything to letting us know when these lights are changing. Most of the truck drivers are now, they see no traffic there. They see a green light. Why are these traffic lights switching? Now we're not prepared. We got to slam on the brakes because we can't even downshift because it's so quick that these lights are changing and there's no warning. Do you know who I have to call, or maybe you can, you know who to call? They need to have some type of lights blinking to let us know that these lights are switching so that we could be prepared, because those lights will switch when there is no traffic there. They do it all the time. And it's really, I think it's not more or less a danger for anybody, but for the truck drivers, you can look at the highway there. There's tread marks of trucks slamming their brakes on because these lights switch fast. I don't know if you have any explanation why that does that there. I don't know if they're trying to catch trucks just driving through it so they give them a ticket, but it's really hard to stop when they have those lights like that.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Bruce, two really good observations, really good questions. Let me take the second one first, the Williston bypass. You've done it. You've called me, and I'll be able to talk with our district engineer and have them take a look at light timing and light placement. Obviously, we engineered them into those areas due to all of the – before we design anything, actually, we go to the public, we go to the people that are going to use that road and ask them. But we can't – you know, we can't get everything correct for the next number of years, and this is not that old of a bypass. And so us getting in and correcting timing and things like that is just all part of the work. And so – getting input from people like you is exactly what we need. And so that's why these questions are so helpful to us. On the second issue, which is the signs, we, in fact, I've been all over the state talking to in public meetings and in meetings with state legislators and county commissioners and city council members. I got to tell you, I am shocked that in fact, many of them have no idea where the money is coming from for these projects. And so we're going to be able to reuse these signs, but we're going to start putting additional information on them, like when a project starts and finishes, so people can anticipate when that project's going to finish, how much money is going to be spent by the state and by the federal government so that people have a better awareness of where their transportation dollars are being spent, how much these things cost, when they're going to start and finish. These are very, very normal signs in a lot of different states around the United States, and on bigger projects, and the federal government actually reimburses us for it. So we're not really paying for that out of state funds. It's really a federal fund that allows us to put those kinds of signs up to inform the public of what's really going on a variety of different projects. So that's what that's about. But Bruce, really good stuff. And I'll take back the Williston Bypass information back to you.
Appreciate the call. I'm going to go to text next here because we only have about 5 minutes left, so I'm just go kind of rapid fire through these questions for you, Bill. Let's see here. State EV plan. Listener wants to know, will there be more charging stations by winter? And I call these coal-fired, EV stations because the majority of our power is coal-fired here, so it's a little ironic. But for those that have electric vehicles in the winter when these battery lives are much shorter, they obviously need more for these to be practical at all in North Dakota. More coming?
Yeah, more coming. $26 million from the federal government, straight up. We don't even have to match the money. They just gave us $26 million to install and provide grants to truck stop owners and gas station owners to install EV systems so that they can provide that service to their customers as well. We have about 62 now. We're going to have double the number. We've had, by the way, an increase, a doubling of the number of electric vehicles in our state between last year and this year. We expect it to double again next year, et cetera. So this is coming. The federal government is committed to it. And, I like the idea of calling them a coal infrastructure or coal electric vehicle charger.
Don't tell the feds that $26 million will go away fast, but, whatever it takes at this point. Texture says, the standing question, when are they going to replace the single-lane tri-level at the busiest intersection in the state, which is what, 94 and 29?
Yeah, we're talking about it now, and plans are afoot, so just keep an eye out. We're going to start working on it. There's going to be a lot of disruption in that area, and so just keep posted. We're going to be working on it over this next. Remember, this is a huge construction program for the next 5 years. It's the largest in our state's history, and it will include that at some point in time. We just have to plan it correctly, phase it in, and do it in pieces as we go through.
And when you say the largest in our state's history, not just a little bit larger, like double larger than any previous history, right?
Yeah, it's double. This year we have about 180 projects that are out there. That's double what we usually have, and we'll keep this up for the next five with the support of the state legislature to create really – a state-driven transportation program that has federal support.
Director, has the state changed the way county blade operators are trained? In the last decade, every operator is blading too fast and peeling the crown off our gravel roads. At this point, the roads are so flat, there's no fixing them.
Yeah, we actually have an academy that we invite and will pay for people to go through. City construction workers, county construction workers, township construction workers, tribal construction workers, the people involved in transportation and doing those blading, they can all go to these workshops. They do. They're full. There's a waiting list for them. And so I'll make sure I pass that back to the instructors.
And you wanted to tell us about the deadline for Real ID. It's actually a deadline now. This is going to be the real deadline, or do we think it's going to back up again?
Yeah, it's not going to move again. It's May 3rd, 2023. Every air traveler 18 years of age or older will need a Real ID compliant driver's license or another acceptable form of ID to fly within the United States. Right now, we have about over half, 52% of our citizens currently have them. They have been remarkable. I think when I started, it was like 16%. And now it's well over half, and we're going to be fine with the deadline. And, again, it's May 3rd, 2023.
But that's less than a year from now. So if you're going to be interacting with the DOT anyway, this might be a good time to get that done because it will be a deadline if you want to travel by air. Bill, always appreciate your time. Didn't get everybody in here. We never do. But thanks so much for taking the time for us on a busy weekend.
Happy 4th of July to you, Scott, and your listeners.
You as well, and the entire NDDOT team, where they're hiring, folks. Man alive, a lot of growth there to double the project, so that's great to see as well. Great place to work. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. John Hinderocker and even some more from here.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixes, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Get this, a 2019 GMC Yukon was sitting at $67,425, is now at $57,995. 2017 Yukon at $61,525. Not anymore. $52,995. Plenty. You don't even have to get GMC or Buick to get that lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Oh, it's a bummer that I have to leave PetroServe USA. It's been another fun day, kicking off a very busy Independence Day weekend to travel. Any of the PetroServe USA stores that you go to are going to treat you right. And Casey, the store manager for the Harwood location where we're at, is here. Tell folks what the best part of PetroServe USA is.
Well, I would have to say the best part of PetroServe USA is our values. The staff, it's a really great, fun atmosphere to work in.
It is, and you have sometimes some youngsters, and even the kids are very respectful and just wonderful, great. You know, they can tell they've bought into the culture here, haven't they?
Yeah, the culture is what it's about here. It's wonderful.
It is. It says it in your name, PetroServe USA.
Absolutely.
And what's for lunch today, anyway?
Today we're having very delicious barbecue pulled pork sandwiches.
I better have one of those before I go for sure. And I smelled caramel rolls earlier and actually walked over into the kitchen. They were pulling out 18 of these beautiful caramel rolls. You still got some in there?
Absolutely fresh, ooey gooey caramel rolls, only $1.99.
Oh, they're fantastic. Ooey gooey, exactly. The wood bundles are here, you know, all the things you need. The America t-shirts, Todd, are $9.99 at any PetroServe USA location. Of course, you find them Bismarck, Mandan, to Wahpeton, to Bemidji, and everywhere in between. Thank you, Casey.
Yeah, thank you.
Been fun out here today. We gave away those $50 gift cards. We gave away $500 in gift cards today at PetroServe USA. So that has been well received with the price of gas. I'd answer the question, the best part of PetroServe USA is the lowest price fuel around. And choice at the pump. Many of the locations, the E88 to travel the state, E85, the flex fuel vehicles, the E15, they've got it all. And if you want just the regular premium unleaded, you don't want any ethanol in it, they have that too. It's choice. That's what America's all about. Let the consumer decide. I love it. 9 before the top of the hour, John Hinderrocker is here. John is the president and CEO of the Center of the American Experiment, and there now is an American Experiment ND branch. This week saw a couple more of those wonderful CRT, Miseducation of America's Youth, town halls, which was great. John, congrats. Nice events in Bismarck and Minot this week, huh?
Hey, Scott, thank you so much. They were terrific events. Catherine Wigfall, our education policy fellow, did them. She had earlier done events in Fargo and Grand Forks, but we had 90 people in Bismarck, 60-some people in Minot on Monday and Tuesday, and, yeah, they were terrific events, and there's many more to come.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It helps people have the information they need so they can get in front of the school board, talk intelligently, and engage in the education of their youth. Great tools. And Catherine, we had her on half a dozen times over the last few days talking about it, so it's great. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that's coming next from the Center of the American Experiment that you've talked about, and that is a campaign supporting North Dakota energy. What do you have planned?
Well, we've got a number of things in the works. As you know, Scott, and probably some of our listeners know as well, we have one of the top energy groups in America here at American Experiment. Isaac Orr and Mitch Rowling, among other things, they have developed the only statistical model in the country that can accurately assess the full cost of so-called green energy. And groups in seven states now have reached out to us and asked us to put our model to work to analyze the proposals in their states. And basically, Scott, as you know, we are in favor of affordable, reliable energy. And that means nuclear, it means coal, it means natural gas, and what we're seeing across the country is the price of gasoline has exploded, the cost of electricity isn't getting as much publicity, but that's exploding too. And so the oil and gas industry, as we have it in North Dakota, is absolutely vital to keeping the lights on in North Dakota, but also around the country. You know, a lot of people probably don't know, Scott, that North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, and then points east all the way to, I think, Ohio or Indiana, are all on the same electric grid, and it's run by an outfit called MISO, Mid-Continent Independent Systems Operator. And MISO has warned that there may be blackouts this summer across its service territory from the Dakotas on east. And the reason for that is that more and more of the investment in energy and electricity has been in wind and solar. Well, if the wind stops blowing and the sun doesn't shine, we're in trouble. And so people this summer really need to be on the lookout for rolling blackouts that, if they come, are likely to impact not just one area, but that whole mid-continent network.
I saw the warnings from MISO about the potential for blackouts and brownouts, and they just put right in black and white. It's because of coal-fired electricity being in the short supply that these coal plants have closed. They admit it.
Scott, it is so ironic. We have plenty of electrical capacity, power capacity. You know, these billions of dollars that are being invested in windmills and solar panels, it's not because we need more capacity. We don't. We've got the capacity. And what we're doing is shutting down reliable power plants that operate 24/7, cheaply, affordably, and replacing them with much far more expensive energy sources that work less than half the time.
Makes no sense. It's crazy. And that green agenda took a hit this week in the Supreme Court with a big win reigning in the EPA. That's a big one. We'll talk about that next time. John's a great lawyer and could talk a little bit about the legal X's and O's on that as well. AmericanExperimentND.org. Find out more about these guys. AmericanExperimentND.org. God bless, folks. Be safe.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.